almost as if the horns and drums had a melodious cry in their own. With a 40 ounce in one hand and a cigarette in the other, to calm my nerves and soothe my soul, along with the others I gently rock from side to side as a young brother's casket is brought from the sanctuary of the church to the back of a hearse, where we all begin to prepare for his last dance, his last ride, his last party. The African sisters who nurtured this man child are having fits, because at 17 you can't help but think of what he could have been for the day. He's just dead. Another young, misguided, misdirected warrior whose life has been sucked from within his breast permanently. Forever. For nothing. The procession has started and the crying has become more intense, and as we move away from the church, the euphonic rhythm has changed. It's no longer soft and sad. It is now wild, happy, innocent. When you throw your hands in the air and gracefully and emphatically move your body in a way that only Africans can, an unpatterned way that's natural to you, and throw the music down in New Orleans, we call that the second line. Our body's language say to this young brother that this dance is for you. Yes, this last dance is for you. We dance so that your last vision of us can be a happy one. As we party past the housing project, this is the last time to see your playground and battlefield. This vicious, brutal, familiar enclave of blackness where you endured much pain and hurt mingled with laughter and love. This is the last time to see the rough, happy, innocent, nappy-haired little boys on their bikes who remind you so much of